Good morning.
This season started out with very high expectations, hit a snag in the middle of the season with a two-game losing streak, and then finished strong. What was the mentality of the team after that second tough loss, and how that affected the rest of the season?
After the Ohio State loss, all the guys on the team got a calendar, and all they focused on was one day at a time. And they were told after each practice, cross that day off their calendar. And it was just one day at a time from that day forward, and that's what they've done. I think it's a testament to the coaching staff and the leadership on this team to weather that storm after those back-to-back losses. When you think about it, I mean, Wisconsin was in a position where they hadn't been in a long, long time, a shot to legitimately be involved in the national championship conversation.
And they were in that national championship conversation until those two losses, but they can still win this Big Ten championship game and get to the Rose Bowl.
That's a nice consolation prize, isn't it?
But here they are in the inaugural Big Ten championship game. How important is it to this program to be in this first ever title game?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. You're the first one. It was one of their goals to win a Big Ten championship and to make it to the first ever Big Ten championship game. And now they're there. So I think from this standpoint, from the program standpoint, and even from a fan standpoint, it's huge. And with everything that has happened in the Big Ten this year, news-wise, and many of it, unfortunately, has been more off the field than on the field, I think the Big Ten is happy, too, because in the end, what they've gotten the two best teams in the Big Ten this year playing in their Big Ten title game.
During the offseason, the Badgers got Russell Wilson, a quarterback who was highly touted. He had played for North Carolina State, took some time off to play professional baseball, and came to a program that was not known for talented quarterbacks. And he did have a great season, but it overshadowed what was very quietly one of the most productive seasons by a college football running back, Monty Ball.
Russell Wilson, in a one-year span, is the best quarterback ever to play at Wisconsin. And the numbers back it up. But in Monty's case, the season he has put up, you can argue this is the greatest season, single season, a running back has ever put up, certainly at Wisconsin, Big Ten history, and arguably nationally, since he's just a few touchdowns short of Barry Sanders' all-time record.
The Badgers have a chance to avenge one of their two tough losses if they beat Michigan State. Any predictions?
Going to put me on the spot with
Sorry.
It. They've got to create turnovers defensively, and no one in the Big Ten and almost in all of college football has done a better job of taking turnovers and turning them into points than the Wisconsin Badgers have this season. I think Wisconsin will win this football game. I think Wisconsin wins the game. I'm not going to give you a score, but at least by 10 points.
Tim Scott, thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Terry.